São Tomé is an island more than 230 kilometers off the coast of West Africa. This island may be small, but its biodiversity is huge. 1 in 10 plants here are found nowhere else, and there are more unique bird species per square kilometer than anywhere on the globe. These unique species could be gone soon. Although 30% of the island has been declared a protected park, a lost sanctuary for many globally threatened species, this has been difficult to enforce. São Tomé is one of the world's poorest countries, and farmers struggling to make a living here enter the park to cut down trees for firewood, construction, and farmland. This is a big concern for the park's director, Aurelio Rita, who is witnessing how the farmers are encroaching further into the protected areas.
As you can see, the farmers are reaching the limit of the park and they are cutting down the trees. If we do not start taking measures soon, very shortly they will enter the park and this will have very negative impacts.
But measures are now being taken, and part of the solution comes from a surprising place, organic chocolate. With its rich soil and forest shade, São Tomé produces a very high-quality cocoa bean. For more than 10 years, the UN's International Fund for Agricultural Development, or IFAD, has been working on this island to resurrect a dying cocoa industry. And it has brokered partnerships between the cocoa farmers here and top organic chocolate makers in Europe. For farmer João José, this has meant a massive jump in his income, from about $11 a month to more than $300.
Before, I used to make approximately 200,000 dobras a month. Now, every 2 weeks, I make 2 or 3 million dobras.
It's not only lucrative, but organic cocoa is also kind to the environment. It's grown under the shade of existing trees, requiring no clearing of the forest and keeping the soil free of chemicals. But organic cocoa alone cannot save this island, because São Tomé needs other crops too. About 70% of the country's vegetables are grown right in the park's buffer zone, threatening the biodiversity here. So IFAD has joined forces with the Global Environment Facility, an international organization that responds to environmental threats, to help these people in the buffer zone to farm more sustainably. Specialists have come to assess the farming methods here, and they'll develop a training program to help farmers use better techniques to grow more environmentally friendly crops. Victor Bonfin, who is coordinating this, expects the farmers themselves will soon be preserving this unique environment.
Within a few years, I hope we can make our population more aware, better educated, and better trained about environmental issues so that they can contribute to its preservation.
The upcoming plans are to include conservation education in the high school syllabus and to develop ecotourism. In the meantime, organic farmers like João are already doing their part to preserve this unique environment.